How do you attach a ledger board to a house for a patio cover? Adding patio covers to your house can significantly enhance your house's aesthetic appeal. After having a long, tiring day, spending some relaxing time on the patios positively affects the mind and body. Patios require patio covers to be in top shape due to exposure to natural elements, but without installing a ledger board, you can't expect your patio cover to be safe and secure. Those who care for their patios must learn to attach a ledger board to home for a patio cover. We have coupled below a step-by-step installation guide to assist you through your patio cover project. With appropriate knowledge and tools, you can make it a success. Let's begin. You may also like tips to choose best picture frame for your interior decoration. What is a ledger board? Ledger boards act as a base for the patio cover while installing it. Since the ledger boards are installed using the house's frame, they tend to support the patio covers. Ledger boards are often 2x6 in size. Significantly, a patio cover cannot be attached to an existing structure without first connecting a ledger board to the house. Hence, to make it perfect for a patio cover, your ledger board needs to be leveled and attached to the house frame using screws and bolts. How to install a ledger board to house frame? To accomplish your project perfectly, you need to have the right set of tools, such as power drill, ladder, a circular saw, ledger board 2x6, lag screws or bolts, nails. Once you have gathered the necessary materials, you may need one more person to work with you as a supporter, especially while working with the ladder. Before commencing the installation process, ensure to plan the height of your ledger board. Do remember, your ledger board placement will determine the height of the patio cover. Select the location. When it comes to installing patio covers in El Dorado Hill, you need to ensure their location first, which depends on the size of the house. You can install a ledger board under the house's eaves if you have a single-story home. Well, for a two-story home, use a rim joist as a ledger board base. It is a part closest to the exterior wall material and requires removing the siding for accessing it. Siding preparation. You might need to prepare your siding before attaching a ledger board to the house. However, if your siding isn't smooth or flat enough, such as vinyl or beveled wood, remove it in the spot where the ledger board is going. You can even remove it using a siding removal tool. But if you are using a circular saw, be careful while doing so and ensure you don't cut too deep. Attach ledger board to the house. Now, at this step, you need to attach your ledger board to the house using lag screws, which ensures a sturdy fit. The renowned company of patio covers in Rockland suggests that always buy high-quality lag screws or bolts while installing a patio cover, as they ensure toughness, longevity, and stability. Use a power drill to fasten the lag screws while attaching them to the siding or rim joist. Once you have placed the lag screws, add washers to strengthen the ledger board. Adding flash to the ledger board. Aluminum flashing prevents water from leaking behind it. Place the flashing behind the siding. Once you have placed it, seal the top with caulking and hammer it several times using nails. Afterward, caulk the tops of each nail. If you follow these methods as described, you'll be able to attach a ledger board to home for a patio cover like a pro. Instead, you may even contact a professional for patio covers installation in Sacramento if you aren't feasible doing this.